In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor encourages you to look for and listen to late summer wildlife.
Even though there's time on the calendar before autumn begins officially, we've hit some important marks on the cultural calendar. Labor Day is behind us, the new school year is in full swing, and for most people, the season of traveling to outdoor destinations is over. For me, that means it's a great time to renew appreciation for the undramatic nature that surrounds us every day. Birds are on the move. I haven't seen it yet, but the peregrine falcon that has spent the past 10 or so winters on the U of I campus is due to arrive if it hasn't already. If you're on campus, you can look for it perched high on the side of the tall buildings near 4th Street. Ruby-throated hummingbirds are migrating too, and you can attract them to your own backyard by hanging out a nectar feeder. Some hummingbirds linger into late October, and fall occasionally offers the opportunity to see species that don't typically inhabit the Midwest. Birders who really want to take advantage of the season can come out for the fall Sunday morning bird walks led by members of the Champaign County Audubon Society. These walks depart from the Anita Purvis Nature Center in Urbana at 7:30 a.m. and head for Busey Woods or Crystal Lake Park, depending on where the birds are. Birders of all skill levels are welcome. At our latitude, the peak abundance of migrating monarch butterflies typically occurs during the second and third week of September, so keep an eye out for them. When you catch sight of one, call to mind this mystery. The monarchs we see heading south in the fall are generations removed from the ones that started north from Mexico in the spring. Yet they'll somehow navigate to the very same stands of mountain forest where their great-great-great-grandparents overwintered last year. And we think GPS is cool. More humble insects abound now, too. It's astonishing to me to think about how many crickets must inhabit the yards in just my own neighborhood. My dogs snap at every one we encounter on the sidewalk, which means our walks take longer as their population booms late in the summer. Over the prairie at Meadowbrook Park and other natural grasslands, hordes of dragonflies rule the air. But you can also see dragonflies near the margins of just about any pond or creek, even the boneyard where it flows through town and campus. Learn to identify the male widow skimmer with his powdery blue body and distinctively marked wings, and you may find you're interested in identifying some of the other dragonflies you see, too. If you're near the Boneyard Creek, or any other creek, pluck a berry from a nearby bush and toss it into a deep spot. You might be surprised by the number of fish that bolt out to investigate. Even the derided Boneyard now hosts more than 20 species of fish, thanks to the Clean Water Act. Late in the day, cicada song fills the air. Most of this year's adults have already come and gone, but now and again you can still find one just emerging from the exoskeleton that it wore while living underground. If you're so lucky, make time to watch the process. As evening gives way to night, and cicadas rest from their singing, bats take wing to feast on the insects that fill the air. You can see the first act of that nightly drama by sitting quietly and training your gaze on a single patch of evening sky.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.